Why good lending decisions still fail in execution. By Joris Nybor, Managing Director, Acuro Lending. Lenders operate amid constant regulatory change. Thomson Reuters reports that major banks receive nearly 200 regulatory updates a day. The European Banking Authority has also acknowledged that the EU regulatory and supervisory framework has grown in both size and complexity, adding to the burden on financial institutions. Some of these regulatory updates require material changes to policies, products, processes, controls, or systems. But regulation is only one source of change. Lenders must also respond to portfolio performance, funding costs, and commercial opportunities. In my discussions with lenders, the quality of decision-making is rarely the constraint. Risk, compliance, product, and executive teams generally understand what needs to change. The difficulty lies in implementing that decision consistently across the entire lending operation. I call this the decision-to-execution gap, the distance between approving a lending decision and seeing it applied consistently across the operation. Closing that gap does not mean accelerating decisions at the expense of control. It means making controlled change part of the lender's normal operating model. Manage the decision across the lending lifecycle. Take a change to affordability criteria. It may affect the information collected from an applicant, the affordability calculations, and the rules used to approve, refer, or decline the application. It may also change approval authorities, exception handling, customer communications, and monitoring. Inconsistencies emerge when the change is not applied across the lending lifecycle. Origination may adopt the new policy, while loan management continues to use the previous one. One product may be updated while another waits for a later release. The unintended result is two operational versions of the same policy. A policy is not implemented because the document has changed. It is implemented when the application journey, decision engine, exception path, and servicing process all apply it consistently. Lenders need to be able to follow a decision across the lifecycle, from application and credit assessment through approval, administration, and subsequent changes to the agreement. That does not require every capability to reside in a single system. It requires the products, rules, workflows, data, and controls involved in the decision to remain connected. Give the right teams a controlled way to make changes. Product parameters, pricing rules, decisioning criteria, and workflows are often embedded in code or divided between several applications. A modest adjustment can turn into a sequence of development requests, integration changes, tests, and release dates. Suppose a lender decides that applications require additional review when existing exposure to a particular region or asset class exceeds an agreed threshold. The lender should be able to configure the concentration rule, use current portfolio data to identify affected applications, route them to the appropriate authority, and record and monitor the outcome. A routine lending policy change should not require a transformation program. If changing a single lending rule involves several systems, multiple teams, and a wait for the next major release, the constraint is no longer the credit decision. It is the design of the lending operation. Frequently changing elements, including eligibility criteria, pricing, decisioning rules, approval authorities, data requirements, and workflows, should be manageable as controlled configurations. Lending, risk, compliance, and operations teams can then manage the configurations they own within agreed permissions, tests, and approval processes. Technology teams continue to protect the wider environment, architecture, integrations, security, and resilience. Keep the foundation stable and the operation adaptable. Some parts of a lending platform should change infrequently. Transaction processing, security, data integrity, and regulatory records require stability. Products, policies, and workflows must remain more adaptable. A modular or composable architecture helps separate the two. A lender can update one part of the lifecycle without rebuilding the whole platform, while open interfaces connect it with core systems, data providers, KYC services, customer channels, and audit tools. Few lenders can replace every system at once, and wholesale replacement is not always the appropriate response. It may be more valuable to address a specific constraint in origination or loan management while retaining stable capabilities. The aim is not flexibility for its own sake. It is to make the parts that change regularly easier to manage without destabilizing the rest of the operation. Build governance into execution. Governance must sit inside that process. Clear ownership, role-based permissions, separation of duties, testing, approvals, version control, and effective dates should be part of how a change is made, not evidence assembled afterwards. Once a change is live, lenders also need to know whether it is working. Approval rates, referrals, overrides, exceptions, and customer outcomes can show whether the result matches the original decision. Automate the standard path without losing judgment. Not every lending decision should be automated. The useful distinction is between cases that fit a clear policy and those that require expertise or judgment. ASN Bank's business financing journey provides a practical example. Working with Acuro Lending, the bank introduced a fully digitized process for SMEs, from application to final approval, in a matter of months. Applications within standard policy frameworks can be processed automatically, while complex cases remain available for personal assessment. That balance matters. Automation creates value when it makes the standard path consistent. It should also make exceptions visible and route them to an appropriately authorized reviewer with the relevant information. The objective is not to automate every case. It is to make the standard path genuinely standard and give exceptions a clear, controlled route to human judgment. Measure the decision to execution gap. Lending leaders should make their ability to implement change visible. They should ask, how long does it take to move from approving a policy, pricing, or product change to applying it in production? Can the change be applied consistently across every relevant product, channel, and stage of the lending lifecycle? Where do routine changes depend on technology capacity or software release schedules? Can authorized teams configure routine changes without weakening testing, approval, or separation of duties controls? How many manual controls and workarounds are required to keep processes moving? Can the organization demonstrate what changed, when it changed, who approved it, and why? When volumes grow, does the operation become more efficient, or does it simply create more manual work? Material changes to lending policies, products, and decision rules still require careful assessment, testing, and approval. The aim is not to bypass these controls, but to eliminate avoidable delays and fragmentation when implementing approved changes. Lenders cannot control the volume or timing of regulatory, market, and customer change. They can decide how ready their operation is to respond. For me, adaptability is both an operational capability and a risk management capability. A good lending decision creates value only when the organization can put it into practice, with speed, consistency, and control. Sources Thomson Reuters 5 Steps Banks Can Take for Worry-Free Compliance. European Banking Authority, Simplification and Efficiency of the Regulatory and Supervisory Framework 2025. Acuro, Acuro Lending, and Acuro Lending Overview. Acuro, ASN Bank digitizes the entire business financing journey